Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to your daily FinTech Engineering Briefing. This is February 23rd, 2026, and today we need to talk about something that should be keeping all of us awake at night. If you're running any kind of AI automation in your FinTech stack right now, customer onboarding workflows, transaction monitoring, compliance reporting, we have a critical security gap that needs your immediate attention. I'm talking about fundamental architectural flaws in the most popular AI agent platforms that are completely incompatible with financial services requirements. This isn't theoretical. This is exposing credentials, private keys, and sensitive customer data right now. Let me walk you through what's happening and what you need to do about it today. So here's the situation. The AI automation tools that everyone's been rushing to implement, the ones promising to revolutionize our operations, they have a dirty secret. They're exposing credentials through unrestricted tool access and inadequate sandboxing. For any of us handling customer financial data or payment processing, this represents an existential risk, not a nice-to-fix eventually problem, an existential risk. Now, what does a compliant AI infrastructure actually look like? First, you need memory-safe architecture. We're talking Rust-based systems, not legacy code that's vulnerable to buffer overflows and memory corruption. Second, you need WebAssembly sandboxing that actually prevents cross-contamination between different workflows. Third, and this is non-negotiable, you need encrypted credential vaults where the AI has zero access to secrets. The AI should never touch your API keys, your database credentials, or your customer PII directly. Beyond that, you need policy enforcement with complete audit trails. Every action, every data access, every decision, logged and traceable. And of course, you need SOC 2, Type 2, and PCI DSS compliance frameworks fully implemented. Not aspirational, not on the roadmap, implemented. Now, here's where this gets interesting from a business perspective. This security gap actually creates a substantial market opportunity for fintech-specific AI infrastructure as a service. Think about the revenue model potential here. You're looking at $500 to $5,000 monthly per enterprise client, plus an additional $50 to $200 per automated workflow. The addressable market is over 2,000 fintech companies that need compliant automation right now. But let me be clear about the investment required. If you're building this infrastructure yourself, budget 18 to 24 months for full compliance certification. That timeline isn't a bug, it's a feature. It creates natural moats against competitors who want to rush something half-baked to market. Initial setup costs run $200,000 to $500,000 annually just for SOC 2 Type 2 compliance. That's before you even get to PCI DSS. So here's your action item for today. Audit your current AI automation stack against these security requirements. Any tools with unrestricted credential access or inadequate logging need to be deprecated immediately. Not next quarter, not after the next funding round. Immediately. The regulatory penalties for data breaches in financial services start at $10,000 and go up to $1 million or more. That's not counting the reputational damage that could kill your business overnight. Now, let's shift gears and talk about an opportunity that could fundamentally change your unit economics. Recent advances in AI-powered content generation are demonstrating 60 to 80% cost reductions in content production, but, and this is critical, only if you implement it correctly within our regulatory framework. Let me break down the economics for you. Traditional B2B fintech customer acquisition costs run $5,000 to $20,000 for SMB clients and $50,000 to $200,000 for enterprise. Content marketing represents 20 to 30% of that total spend. If automation can reduce content production costs by 60 to 80% while maintaining personalization, you're looking at a potential 15 to 25% reduction in overall CAC. That's substantial. But where does this actually create value? Let me give you three high-impact applications. First, customer education workflows. We all know that 40 to 60% of early churn is driven by poor onboarding education. Customers don't understand our products, so they leave. AI-powered content can transform complex financial product documentation into video explainers and interactive materials that actually work. The cost reduction here is $50,000 to $200,000 annually compared to traditional agency models. Second, regulatory compliance documentation. Converting compliance materials into board-ready presentations and training content normally takes 8 to 12 weeks. With the right AI workflows, you can drop that to 2 to 4 weeks. That's not just cost savings, that's competitive velocity. Third, investor relations content. When you're in a competitive fundraising cycle, the ability to create mobile-first pitch materials and iterate rapidly can be the difference between closing your round and losing it to a competitor. But here's where we need to pump the brakes and talk about compliance requirements. All fintech content requires legal review protocols for financial services claims. You cannot automate your way around this. Your prompt engineering must embed guardrails that prevent prohibited language around guaranteed returns or unregistered investment advice. Human oversight remains absolutely non-negotiable. FINRA violations, CFPB violations, state regulatory violations, these carry penalties of $10,000 to over $1 million. One mistake in your automated content pipeline can wipe out all the cost savings and then some. Now, let's talk about the competitive advantage window. If you implement compliant AI content workflows now, you gain a 12 to 18 month advantage in customer acquisition efficiency before this becomes table stakes. Early adopters who get this right will reinvest those savings into product development and market expansion while their competitors are still paying agency rates. Let me give you a benchmark to think about. If content automation reduces your CAC by 15 to 25% while maintaining conversion rates, and you're currently operating at a 3 to 5x LTV CAC ratio, you can reinvest those savings while still improving your unit economics. But remember, the higher accuracy standards required for financial services content mean you cannot eliminate human review. Budget for that cost. Now I want to address the tension between cloud-based AI services and self-hosted solutions. This is creating real strategic choices for engineering teams, and the right answer isn't obvious. Let's look at the economics of self-hosting first. You eliminate recurring SaaS fees, which typically run $50 to $200 per user monthly for enterprise AI tools. Your initial setup cost is $50 to $200,000. Your ongoing operational cost gets you off the hook for what would be $500,000 to $2 million annually for enterprise AI platforms. Plus, you get unlimited deployment without per-seat licensing. From a regulatory perspective, self-hosting gives you complete data sovereignty for compliance requirements. You control the audit trail for SOX compliance and banking regulations. You avoid vendor dependency risks. And in cases where data residency is mandated by regulation, this might be your only option. But there are real trade-offs here. Self-hosted solutions currently lack fintech-specific integrations. No native payment processor connections to Stripe or Adyen, missing banking API integrations, no BaaS platform compatibility with Unit or Treasury Prime, limited compliance vendor integration with Alloy, Jumio, or Onfido. So when does self-hosting make sense? When regulatory data control requirements outweigh feature velocity needs. The best use cases are internal operations automation, compliance monitoring workflows, customer service automation, and risk management dashboards. These are areas where you need absolute control and you're not dependent on external integrations. Choose managed services when speed to market and ecosystem integrations are priorities. Honestly, a hybrid approach often provides the optimal balance. Self-host for sensitive data workflows where you need regulatory control, use managed services for customer-facing features where you need ecosystem integrations and rapid iteration. Let me shift to competitive strategy for a moment, because this ties directly into how you think about your infrastructure investments. Analysis of successful fintech companies reveals a critical pattern. Competitive moats don't come from singular innovations. They come from hundreds of micro-optimizations. I call this the 100 golden BBs principle. Companies that maintain exceptionally high standards in core workflows while iterating rapidly on secondary features create 20 to 40% performance advantages that competitors simply cannot replicate by copying surface features. Let me give you a concrete example from payment processing. Processors with proprietary transaction data improve underwriting accuracy 20 to 40% compared to credit bureau data alone. This data advantage enables them to charge a half to one percentage point premium on take rates. That premium is sustainable because competitors can see the pricing, but they cannot replicate the underlying data assets that justify it. Here's your implementation strategy. Run high-velocity testing on ancillary features, 10 to 100 iterations monthly. Maintain perfectionist standards on core infrastructure. Volume negates luck. You create real market intelligence through iteration volume, not through guessing right on one big bet. In fintech specifically, this high standards approach becomes multiplicative because of compliance requirements. Companies iterating toward regulatory excellence early build moats that fast-moving copycats cannot replicate with equivalent compliance infrastructure investment. We're talking $500,000 to $2 million in setup costs before they can even start copying you. Why does this matter right now? Because when external market conditions change, and they will, companies with deep understanding of their business physics adapt quickly. Competitors using copy playbooks fail. This explains why category-creating fintech companies maintain market leadership despite dozens of copycats ads entering it. So audit your competitive advantages today. Are they visible features that anyone can copy, or are they underlying business physics that take years to replicate? Identify core workflows where 100-plus micro-optimizations could create 20%-plus performance gaps. Invest in proprietary data collection that compounds over time. And resist algorithm-driven strategies that prioritize virality over authentic positioning. Premium brand perception directly impacts fintech conversion rates and sustainable take rates. Finally, I want to close with some risk management lessons that are directly applicable to how we build and operate fintech infrastructure. Recent analysis of large-scale institutional failures shows critical patterns we need to learn from. First, unreliable data destroys credit models. When you cannot accurately price risk due to unreliable data inputs, interest rates spike. We've seen this manifest as 16% rates in some cases, and lending operations become unsustainable. Your fintech credit models must have multiple independent data sources for underwriting validation, not optional. required. Second, liquidity crisis indicators. $500 million daily cash burn with forced asset liquidation demonstrates what inadequate liquidity management looks like. Your treasury must maintain diversified funding sources and transparent reporting to avoid similar cascades. Third, and this is critical for product strategy, user adoption requires transparency. Control-focused financial systems with arbitrary restrictions, ATM limits, withdrawal caps imposed without clear justification, lose user adoption. Compare that to successful fintech implementations that require transparent compliance costs, typically $200,000 to $500,000 annually for BSA and AML programs, and partner bank relationships built on accurate risk assessment. From a governance perspective, here's the key insight. When negative information ends careers, risk management fails systematically. Fear-based cultures prevent accurate risk assessment. This is the opposite of effective fintech risk management, which requires honest loss rate reporting, clear escalation paths for bad news, data-driven decision-making, and transparent regulatory compliance status. One more point on infrastructure verification. Centralized control without feedback loops creates systematic failures. Systems may appear functional, they exist on paper, while lacking actual substance. This reinforces why fintech platforms require redundant verification systems, multiple data sources for all critical metrics,